Today on Hands On Wellness, I'm going to ask you about your bedtime routine. Yes, how are you getting ready for bed each night? I'm curious. Actually, it matters. Stay tuned. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by LastPass. Allow your remote workforce the ability to do their work securely without jumping through hoops. Visit LastPass.com/twit. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always. Real talk, I am. This is the podcast where I like to sit down and share with you different consumer technology and tips and tricks that is going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. We have so many different tech devices available to us today. Why not take advantage of them and use them to get a better grip on our personal wellness, especially nowadays during this COVID times? If this is your first time checking out the show, I want to say welcome to you. And I also want to say thank you for checking us out. And go ahead and please subscribe to the show in whatever podcast app you're enjoying us on, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google's podcast app, if they haven't killed it off yet, or our YouTube channel. But if you can't quite find the subscription options in your mobile phone, just go to the website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. And you'll see all of our subscription options over there, as well as all of our previous show episodes and show notes with all of the goodness in it. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for growing the Hands On Wellness community. So now let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Okay, back on episode 11 and episode 12, I previously talked about sleep and some sleep tech that's going to help you track your sleep in to see how well you're doing, or in my case, just how craptastic your sleep is. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit more about sleep, but not necessarily about sleep tracking. I want to talk about your routine prior to going to sleep. What are you doing? What are you doing at night? Do you have some sort of schedule, if you will, far as, okay, it's time to go to bed and now I'm going to bed? Me personally, I don't. Most people do have some sort of a schedule. And the thing is, that's key to getting optimal sleep. I really need to work on that. And I have been trying to work on it for the last month or so. For some people, they like to go into their rooms and turn on the nightstand lamp and sit down and fire up a one more episode on Netflix, or they pick up their iPad or tablet and read something on Twitter for a few more minutes. And then they put that down and they go to sleep. That's a routine, but it's not necessarily the best way to go about getting optimal sleep once you close your eyes. There's a couple of things to consider. If you think back to episode 24, where we talked about blue light being filtered, because blue light is going to keep your body awake. You know, all of these lights that I'm staring at here in the studio and all of these screens, including that mobile phone and that tablet that you had to look at Twitter, it's casting off that light and it's just telling your body, hey, stay awake, stay awake. You're still busy. You're still working. And that's not helping the matter. You have to look at trying to eliminate those screens. Ideally, most people just say, pick up a book, like what I've been doing. I've been reading this book here from Mr. Rick Salmon, PhotoQuest, an outstanding book. I do recommend it. But that's a way to sort of get yourself ready to shut down and get ready for optimal sleep, because it's all about telling your body, I'm ending my day right now. I'm going into shut down, calm down mode, relax, and let me just sleep peacefully tonight so I can be ready for my next day. That's what it's all about. Well, I've been talking to the folks at Hatch, and that's hatch.co, because they have some different products out there that's going to help you, you know, get yourself occupied and ready for a good night's sleep. You know, they had a couple of white noise devices and things like that. But what interests me was their Hatch Restore device. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in detail momentarily, but What it is just a desktop, well, nightstand top device, similar to those smart screens that you see from Google and Lenovo and things like that. And it has a timer on it, but it also has a couple different features to get you ready to be more in routine each and every day prior to going to sleep. I'll show it to you here in a second. But first, I want to thank this week's fine sponsor, the folks at LastPass. This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by LastPass. Now with 25 million users and 70,000 businesses, it's no surprise why they are the award-winning number one password manager. They help you transition your remote workforce. Single sign-on manages employee access in a centralized view, so IT always has insight into who has access to what from where. LastPass has won 8 awards this year. You don't have to just take our word for it. LastPass speaks for itself. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. And we thank LastPass for their support. All right. So now I want to show this device to you. Let me switch on over to camera, say camera 3 here. There we go. So here it is. This is just the simple nightstand type top device. It's not very big. It's about 5 inches tall, roughly 5 inches wide. And if you tap the top, it lights up and gives you a nice little glow, just like a lamp to help illuminate your room. And if you hold the top, the light goes off. It has a, on this model, it has a gray fabric, similar to what you see on those other smart screens. And it has an LED quartz clock display showing through the front to let you know what time it is. And it's not very intrusive or interfering as far as getting your rest. It's not too terribly bright. On the back side, it's the same type of fabric, just simple and clean. Pretty standard to what you see nowadays from all of the different smart screens that are available to you. This is not wireless. You do have to plug it in to an AC power. There is no battery operation or anything like that. So keep that in mind. You just plug this in to where you would normally plug in your nightstand lamp. Now, the thing that I like about this is comes with the mobile app that connects to it via Wi-Fi, and it's customized to work for you. You know, they give you by default your 3 stages. It starts out with a reading stage, then it goes to a wind down stage, and then it goes into, all right, I'm going to sleep stage. And in addition to that, it gives you an alarm mode. So let me see if I could show you the app here on my mobile device. Okay, I mentioned it has 3 different phases. I added an additional phase. That's something that I like about this. It allows you to customize all of the different phases here. I added the light phase. And if I click on this edit mode, it allowed me to add that in there. And all I did was tell it, okay, just turn on the light when I tap the top of the device. There's no time limit. Just keep it on, because I wanted to use it like just another lamp instead of using a standard lamp that was in the room that has the really, really bad light bulbs in it, just casting out all of those bad blue light frequencies at me. Didn't want that. But you can also customize the other routines in here, such as the reading routine. You can tell it what light to use as far as the color temperature, because you can use a bunch of different colors, but you don't want to use that really, really bad daylight running light that causes all of those problems with your circadian rhythm. Lots of different options in there. In addition to the light color option, you have sound options to give you a bit of ambient or white noise, if you will. For me, I have the reading phase set up to sound like just a little bit of light rain while I'm reading before I go to sleep. My note to you, though, pay attention to the volume here. Right now, my volume is set to about 20%. And then again, that still may be just a touch too loud. So be mindful of that. It may be too loud or too soft. You don't want the noise to interrupt you. You want the noise to help you just sort of wind down and get yourself squared away for sleep. But again, you have these different phases to get you squared away to go to bed. And in addition to that, you have the alarm phase on here, and I have it set to wake me up at 6 a.m. every morning. But the key with this is you don't have to have that jarring, the rooster is crowing experience when you wake up. This is a gradual wake up experience. It uses another set of light technology here, and it also uses some sound. You can tell it to have some sort of ambient sound that's sort of peaceful to you, whatever you want. They offer a variety of different sounds in here, and if you can't find something in the default list, you can sign up for its premium plan of a bunch of different premium sounds for only $50 per year, but they do give you the first 6 months for free. I didn't opt for that because I found that all of the sounds that are in here are pretty daggum good and quite optimal far as just helping me wake up without feeling all jarred or anything like that. But in addition to the alarm going off at 6 a.m., the light will come on 10 minutes prior to the alarm, but it's not full blast. It comes on gradually. And this, what's key about this is what it's doing to trigger your body. Okay. So when the sun is rising in the morning, that sunlight is triggering a hormone in your body called cortisol. That cortisol is starting to be released in your body in the mornings and is telling you, okay, Aunt, it's time to get rolling. You got another day to dominate. So get up off your butt and let's go. And it's just a gradual, and it just, when you wake up, you're ready. You're feeling it. It's time to go. You're not just stressed out and like, oh my goodness, what the heck just happened to all this loud noise around me? Oh, turn that off quickly. It's none of that. This is just okay, it's time to get up. It's more natural. And I like that touch with this device. Let me see if I can switch back to my other camera here. Now, using this, again, I added an additional phase. So when I come into my room each night, and I like to just use it as a lamp to start. And so I just tap it, and it lights up as a regular lamp. And I set the actual temperature, and I set the level of luminance or brightness to work for me. But when I'm ready to get into my routine to get ready for sleep, I just tap it again, and it's going to take me into the next phase, or what they call the first phase of reading to get ready for sleep. And if I was to show you my camera, my phone here, you could see that down at the bottom, it says I am in the read phase of sleep. And after 10 minutes will elapse, it will go ahead and pass on to the next phase and say, okay, it's time to get ready for the wind down phase. But if you're ready to get into the wind down phase prior to the time that you set for yourself, just tap it and it go to the next phase. And notice the light got a different hue. Also, there's a different sound effect going in the background. Now, if that's still too soon for you and you're ready to go to sleep, just tap it again and it goes to the next phase. And I have this set to a different color on the light, and there's a different white noise going in the background. And you just leave it at that. You're good to go. And when the alarm time comes up, all you do is just tap and hold to turn it off, to turn off the alarm, and just go ahead and get up and get started with your day, because that's what you do. You're ready to get rolling and ready to dominate another day. But I thought this is pretty neat. I really do like the fact that they said, you know what, look, we're not here to track your sleep. We're here to get you ready for sleep. And there's a certain way that you can have optimal performance with sleep, just like you would with any other exercise. You have to sort of warm up your body and stretch and get those muscles ready to go so they can perform optimally. Why not do the same for your sleep habits? Great idea. Good stuff from the folks at Hatch. I'll put a link in the show description, and it'll let you see how much it costs. I believe it's $129. Yeah, $129 for it. We'll have a link in the show notes so you can check it out just in case you are interested in getting one for yourself. All right. That is going to do it for me this week, folks. I really do appreciate all of the support of the show. If you have any questions, feedback, feel free to tag me on Twitter. I am @Ant_Pruitt, or you can just send me an email if you have something you'd like to share with me, whether it's a personal wellness journey, a personal wellness achievement. Sure, shoot an email, hal@twit.tv. I'd love to hear from you, and I would love to share a virtual high five with you. All right. You all continue to be well and do well. And I'm still looking for justice for Breonna Taylor. Take care.
Want more TWiT? Well, check out Smart Tech Today. It's at twit.tv/STT. It's the show where Matthew Casinelli and I cover everything there is to know about smart tech. It's automation. It's connected devices. It's smart home. It's all those goodies and so much more. We get the news. We get the latest devices. We do reviews. Everything. You got to check it out. twit.tv/STT for Smart Tech Today.